This summer, the planets will align.
It was the Illuminati who swore to bring their ancestors back to life.
Time will stand still.
Have you ever heard of the Clock of Ages?
It gives its possessor power of the light.
And the fate of mankind...
Eternal hell revives!
...will rest in the hands of one.
Don't start.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Okay, let's fuck it. Let's go.
Hey, you wanted to spoil at the movies. I'm one of us with the most, the phenomenal one.
And I'm the host with the fire in his chest and electricity run through his veins. Cody!
And I'm white and I'm fucking sick today. I don't know why.
I can hear it in your voice, too.
I thought you were, yeah.
You can hear it in your fingers.
I heard the sniffles and shit like that. Yeah, what's up with you getting sick every week now?
I must be Jamie. She must have a bad effect on me.
Oh my fucking god. That dog is gonna fucking make me blow my fucking brains out right before I blow his brains first.
Yes, people, if you can hear in the background, I can't really hear it that bad, but P1 is going on about some fucking dog that has not shut up apparently since you guys recorded before, since you guys did movie spoilers.
Every time we record.
Which is how many hours ago.
See, and this is tame right here, because last week on movie spoilers, that dog wouldn't shut the fuck up.
you know you're going to get actual questions about the fucking dog. What's the dog's name? How old is it?
Fuckwit. That's what his name is. Fucking with me. That's what his dog. Fuck with me. Yeah, that's his name. Fuck with me. That's his first, middle, and last name.
Fuck with me. Come here, fuck with me.
Come here, fuck with me. Come on here, boy. Come here. Come here. And then you bend him over and you kick him right in the fucking ass or whatever. I'm sorry, people. We don't condone animal cruelty, unless it's me right about now, to animals.
You put animal cruelty. You made us watch fucking Sex in the City. That's animal cruelty.
So I would agree with that one.
Who's the animal watching that then?
I consider myself an animal.
Poor Misty. Oh. Not even she was smart for that shit. She walked out on your ass.
Oh, fuck. Shit. Yeah. She's big, fat, husky, and lazy. So. Kind of like me.
I'm getting a male husky, so.
Oh.
Are you now?
So we can breed, Wayne. We can breed our...
What? You and me or the dogs? That's what we can say.
Well, you first, and then the dog. Yeah.
We do a doggy style?
We can create little phenomenal Waynes.
Oh, gee, holy shit. The merge of two worlds.
Oh, God.
I'll keep one. Cody can have one. Then we'll give one to Z. Luke and Nadia can have one.
It's like Game of Thrones with the dire wolves. We just hand them all over to everyone else.
Yeah, we just hand them all out. And you and Jamie can have one. We can all, like, all the little movie spoiler phenomenal Waynes.
Great. Now we're going to start our own dog shelter on movie spoilers. Come and get your wolf.
Then we can see who keeps their dog alive the longest.
Oh, jeez. Luke would let his starve to death because he'd forget to feed the fucking thing.
Yeah, I would say mine would probably die first because I ain't never at home to feed the motherfucker.
Yours would get to your fucking alcohol collection or some shit.
And if it fucking barked like that, I would fucking leave him outside.
No, you'd come home one day and your fucking Captain America shield will have big teeth marks in it. You'd be like, you fucking bastard.
That dog would be dead, then. That dog would
be dead. You'd beat it to death with a tesseract. And just smash it over its fucking head.
I would tell one of y'all, he ran away. He ran away. I don't know what happened to him. One moment.
Blood everywhere. He did this himself.
Oh, my God. Okay, people, we're here to talk about the first Tomb Raider movie based off the video. Cody, give a plot synopsis, please.
Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. Lara Croft, well, she's a...
That accent was terrible she did, too, by the way.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. She's a rich chick. She enjoys collecting shit, artifacts, whatnot.
That's the plot right there, people dumb.
Yeah, basically. Temple scenes, whatnot. She'll go through some shit to get to him. Like, she doesn't really care. She's a skilled combatant, hand-to-hand fighting, weapons and languages and all that shit. And she does all of this while wearing some... tight ass outfits, mind you, and I mean tight.
I'm all for that.
I think anybody is.
If you can do it, makes you look good,
especially Angelina Jolie in her prime. My goodness.
I think this is when everyone fell in love with this one.
I agree. Anyway, but the planets of the solar system are going to some alignment shit or something like that. I think it occurs like every 5,000 years, and they have the Illuminati in here. They're seeking this ancient talisman that gives people the ability to process or control time. However, they need a clock or a key to help them search, and then so they have to find that talisman in 1 week, Or they gotta wait until the next one for another 5,000 years, but of course they don't have enough time to do that. So she happens to find that key hidden in a wall, coincidentally, in her fucking mansion.
I love that part of it. She finds this clock hidden under a staircase, and she's a Tomb Raider, and she never knew it was there.
Yeah, tell me a coincidence.
You can't even find an artifact in your own house.
Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, mind you, what's his name? John Voight, which is a real father, plays the father in this movie, so I thought that's kind of cool. The Illuminati steal it, and Laura, she finds an old letter from her father that talks about how the society's agenda, and of course her father was the one who hit the fucking key. So now she has to get that key back and find it and destroy the talisman before Illuminati comes back and gets their hands on it. And that is basically the synopsis.
Yeah, it's a thing about... do you reckon these guys are actual villains? P1's dropped out for the time being, so I don't know if he's going to kill that dog, so I'm just trying to call him back.
He probably is.
I think he actually is, so he's probably going to get the fucking talisman so he can go back in time to kill the dog. But do you reckon the Illuminati are actually villains? Because you don't know what they wanted to do with the time thing.
That was my thing. Their motivation was very clear, so I was like, what the fuck do they want to do with this thing?
They might want to go back to stop Hitler. Do something positive with that shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they never said anything. I mean, they sounded evil and shit. Well, at least the main guy. But
The British. Well, British people are villains. You should know that.
Or Joroff from Game of Thrones.
They said a few Game of Thrones people in it. People. Oh.
Oh, yeah, sure. I didn't
Noah Taylor with his fucking terrible British accent. His fucking teeth. Oh, God.
I totally didn't realize that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, shit.
However, I think we even spoke about this last time about game-related films are always fucking horrible. However, I don't hate this movie.
It's boring as shit, but it's like horrific. No, I wouldn't call it that.
It does justice to what the games were, because this, I mean, as stupid as the plotline you just said, that's the game. That is the game.
The games were no high art. You're wrong.
British slut with big tits going around finding shit. That's the plot. That is the plot. That was always the plot. You know, but God knows why she creates a fucking bloody cybernide Skynet Terminator to fucking train her at her house.
Yeah.
Which, that shit, I can't remember that shit being in the game, but maybe it was. I never got past part two. God damn it, P1, you are going to kill that fucking dog.
Yeah, just killing him.
But, the one great thing about this movie, it's not long.
Yeah.
He's back.
There you go. That's very refreshing.
I strangled that dog.
Oh, we assume so. We assume so.
Motherfucker, how did it get off?
It's alive. But yeah, Cody just finished the plot synopsis, so perfect timing to come back.
Oh, good, because I didn't know what it was anyway, so...
Yeah, I figured you did.
Well, as we summed it up, so I'm pretty...
I asked Cody what it was earlier. I was just like, how did they take... That's the problem with video game movies, is they always take the most simplest fucking plots and make them the most hardest goddamn movie you've ever seen. Max Payne, guy looking for revenge of his family. Then turn this shit into Angels and Demons meets Constantine. Street Fighter, two people beating the shit out of each other. Apparently it's a business entrepreneur move that caused them to lose their family and stuff like this or whatever. Lara Croft Tomb Raider. It's about a person that goes on adventures finding artifacts and stuff. Now it's about her fucking dead daddy or something and joining the Illuminati and all this shit.
But I was just saying to Cody, were the Illuminati's villains? Because we don't know what they wanted the power for. They could have wanted to do good shit with that thing.
I am convinced now that Assassin's Creed will be a good movie for the simple fact that game is complicated. So the more complicated the game, the easier the movie will probably be now.
Yeah, ain't that some shit?
Getting games that are not complicated apparently are too goddamn hard to make to film.
Well, who is doing Assassin's Creed anyway?
Shit.
I know Fassbender, isn't Fassbender the main?
Yeah, I think it's some lesser known director.
Oh,
Fassbender
shit.
And Marion Cotillard is in it.
Potential, but as game films always come to be, fuck that.
See, I'm convinced that one will be a good one now, because it's complicated. It's a complicated game, so they're going to get the movie right. Because we're going to do opposite day with these video game movies, because they even took some shit and made it into... What? Resident Evil.
Don't talk about that shit.
Resident fucking Evil. There's nothing complex about the... Well, shit, them movies ain't that complex. Well, never mind, I take that back then. Never mind. You know what? I don't know. Resident Evil may translate well to them games nowadays.
Now, yeah.
Because, goddamn, I think I heard some techno music in that last Resident Evil game, so...
There was nothing related, though. I mean, at least Tomb Raider was somewhat related to the game. Resident Evil had fucking nothing to do with those goddamn games at all.
This probably is the least excruciating video game turned to film that there is, but it's not really saying a lot.
Come on. With the list of great game movies out there, come on. Masterpieces.
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't a fan of Tomb Raider when the game was out. I mean, you look at it now, especially. Ooh, good lord. Oof. I mean, the new
one's a badass.
Yeah, the new one is badass. You know you guys remember the movement in the first PlayStation Tomb Raider?
Oh god, yeah.
Oh yeah, that shit was awful.
That shit was terrible. And we thought that was a good game.
Of course. That shit back in there. Yeah, all the blocky fucking models and shit.
Yeah, you wish you had 8-bit tits that were just blocks.
Yeah, and she would just do the three moves, just jump the wall, slide to the side, and then
she's fighting like T-Rexes and shit.
She used to spin them guns constantly in the game. Well, she does it in this movie too, so.
Oh god, yeah, unlimited ammunition.
Some jackass must have just looked at the game and said, "Hey, she spins her guns a lot. Let's do that in the movie."
The shower scene, just for pointless hint of nudity.
Saw a PG-13 nudity. My god,
we saw more of Daniel Craig's fucking dick than we did of Lara Croft's tits.
I wanted to hop in that shower with her so fucking bad. Damn, girl, I want to bathe you right now. Hey, you know what? That could have been a scene from Skyfall when Daniel Craig hopped in that shower with that chick on the boat.
Oh, yeah, I reckon they just saw that and said, that's fucking Bond right there. Naked with a gun.
Bond. James Bond.
He's blonde hair. Oh, he gives a shit. He can die that shit.
You know, my whole thing was, I was telling Cody earlier, why didn't they just make an adventure action movie with this where she just goes a different... countries or exotic locations where she's finding artifacts and stuff. Why do you have to put this into the world shit and demons and all that in there?
This should have been the female fucking Indiana Jones. This is what this should have been.
Yeah. No,
they fucked that up. It should have been Raiders of the Lost Ark with the female protagonist.
Which is pretty much where the games were meant to be anyway.
Yeah.
Especially since Angelina Jolie, she looks just like fucking Lara Croft.
Oh yeah, Castle was fantastic.
Yeah, casting was, like, spot on. Like, when you stare at her when she's posing and shit like that, you go, like, god damn, that bitch looks just like Lara Croft.
Well, accent off and everything.
Yeah. She was as far as the one thing a video game movie actually got right, the casting in Tomb Raider for Lara Croft was actually spot on perfect.
I know.
Everything else in video game movies is just shit. I mean, come on, Mark Wahlberg is fucking Max Speck. Come on, now.
Don't you dare bring that shit up. God damn it.
The fuck thought that was a good idea when they talked.
Yeah, but I still haven't seen it, so don't spoil that for me. I can't wait to watch that film.
Damn, man. Oh, you missed a lot of video game movies there.
What do you think? Because they're all fucking horrendous fucking pains in the ass. Every one of them.
Max Payne, that's just disgraceful.
You know what? There is one good video game film out there. It's called Need for Speed.
I still haven't seen that shit either, and I don't want to see it.
Good. You're saying good is a stretch, but yeah, check out the game.
If you got, okay.
It follows the concept of the game to a T. They just race.
Yeah, I mean, like, you really can't talk shit about it, because it is exactly like the fucking game.
I mean, you can't say, the characters were nothing like the game. What characters? The characters in that game is cars.
It's kind of like that first Mortal Kombat. You can't really talk shit about it. It's not good, but, you know, it's just like, hey, well, it's game, man.
Speed is this millennium's Mortal Kombat film.
There you go.
But yet, people said that movie was worse than Fast and Furious. I don't get that.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Oh, God, no. Oh, fuck that, no.
Oh, Kid Cudi is just horrible. Tyrese and Ludacris is terrible. Shit, you niggas keep giving them a pass.
Worse if you ask me, but...
Yeah, thank you. Yes, because they get more screen time.
Have you seriously looked at, like, the pending game list turning into movies? There's hundreds. They've got fucking Angry Birds, the movie, coming out next year.
Yeah. Angry Birds, got another fucking Hitman movie next month.
Yeah,
I don't know why they're doing another goddamn Hitman movie.
Have you seen guys? Wait, does people even give a shit about Hitman anymore?
I don't know. I mean, the games are still pretty cool, but as far as like a overall fan response to it, like positive, I don't know. I don't see it.
They're doing a Gran Turismo game. What the fuck difference is that going to be compared to Need for Speed? Bunch of cars driving around the circle. The end.
Which is a fucking car simulator. Yeah. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, let me get that cool Burnout movie.
Burnout. Yeah, so I can see that being badass.
Oh, give me fucking Twisted Metal the movie. That's what I want to see. Oh, fuck, they are doing Twisted Metal the movie. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, Twisted Metal.
Fuck, I speak too soon.
Wayne, they already made that movie. It's called Mad Max.
Actually, yes. There's the motherfucker you get to do fucking Twisted Metal. Fucking George Miller.
That was Twisted Metal.
You know what? Now it makes sense why I like that movie so much. Actually, yeah, you bring a good point. That was fucking Twisted Metal. I never thought about that.
Holy shit.
The clown in Twisted Metal was a combination of the motherfucker with the guitar and the main villain they had in there. So yeah, actually, that was Twisted Metal, man.
Sims the movie. How the fuck did he do Sims the movie? Like, who gives a shit about that?
Seriously.
I think they have that already. It's called The Loft and every other goddamn movie you spend in your house. So I don't see what the fuck.
Oh my God, there are so many games.
Because Lego Movie proved that you can make some bullshit into something, but it all depends on who the fuck they get on it. And usually on these video game movies, they don't really give a fuck who they put in these things. I think Angelina Jolie probably was the biggest actor ever put into one of these video games films.
Yeah, but even there, I mean, her career was still kind of just on the uprise at that stage.
I know, right? She was in a role at this time in her life, whatever. But all the video game movies, is that there really ever been like a big actor in it? I mean, besides Aaron Paul and Need for Speed?
No. Well, you got Michael Fassbender coming up, but other than that, I'm trying to...
Oh.
Back then, though? Well, yeah, Michael Fassbender now, yeah, like you said.
Yeah.
Oh, what about, what's his name? Guy played Luigi.
John Lucas. Come on, man.
He was genius, though.
That dude is a character actor, man. You know,
that guy went on to great films like Spawn.
Shit.
What? Actually, now you guys can put this. Actually, big name actors. What, Ben Kingsley? That guy fucking won Academy Award. He's been heaps of shit.
Man, he does any fucking thing. He's like the fucking...
He's the biggest whore. He's a prostitute of film.
He's like Samuel Jackson. He does any fucking thing.
Except Samuel Jackson has more hits.
True.
Yeah, he has many.
That plane movie and
shit! I forgot. Tom Hardy is supposed to be in Splinter Cell. I think they're still doing that.
Oh, okay. I thought he might have dropped out or got canceled. I don't know.
Last time I heard, which was not that long ago, he's still attached.
They bring up these video game movies that they're gonna make, and you never hear about them for like another.
Yeah, where it's supposed to do like Gears of War then. So that shit never came to fruition. So.
Well, there's so many that are pending. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah. Last of Us.
Tetris the movie? What the fuck?
Yeah.
They kind of did a little designs of it from Edge of Tomorrow, maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't want to see it into a movie, but.
They're having problems with that for whatever fucking reason.
The Last of Us is the big one they're really talking about, but I'm like, we already seen that fucking movie multiple fucking times. Matter of fact, that game is a movie.
The game is a movie,
so cinematic, and then The Road is basically The Last of Us in movie form, so yeah. I'm like, why?
I'm sorry, that game is overrated. The more I play that game, I was like, damn, this game is kind of boring.
Thank you.
I agree with you guys. It's a really good game, but people are like saying it's like one of the best games of all time and shit. I'm like,
I always expected to call shit, because I was about to say, that game's fucking overrated. It is a great game. It is a great game, but best game of all time. Fucking suck my dick. All right, that is bullshit.
Oh, then present them then. But no, I tried to. Somebody bought me the remastered one from a PS4 and shit. And I stuck it in. I played it. I got it in about 20 minutes. I was like, damn, I haven't touched a button on this fucking controller yet.
You guys remember? They had a Ken and Lynch film in the works, starring Jamie Foxx and Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they did too.
I think after a cop out, Bruce Willis said, "Oh hell no, I can't afford to do anything like this again."
Ratner's God of War, that never happened.
Oh, God of War. God, who was going to be fucking...
They can make him the biggest dick ever. If they made that, I'd be like, yeah, that'd be crushed. They make Kratos the biggest fucking dick ever. Because you remember, God, I remember me and Cody talking about that trailer they had for that last God of War game. They had that cool-ass Ellie Goulding song going on in the cinematic view, and you just look, he's like, damn, this game gonna kick ass. And you play the game, it's like some fucking pixelated bullshit, and you're just like, what the fuck is this, man? I got tricked by the damn fucking trailer to buy this shit.
Yeah,
I that game pissed me off.
Oh, hey, God.
Yeah, another one was Gore Verbinski's Bioshock, which I was looking forward to. That shit never happened.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was still on. Did they cancel it? What happened with that?
Yeah, they have budget reasons for that, why that failed. So.
What is my budget?
Not to mention, we just lost Uncharted.
I brought that up. Yep.
Oh, okay. Which is, by the way, what kind of relates to this film as well, in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you wait for the day that crossover.
Or just after seeing Tomb Raider, aren't you guys glad that Uncharted got canceled?
Uncharted is so fucking easy, though. That's the thing.
Tomb Raider is so fucking easy, though.
Yeah, they actually did a Tomb Raider reboot, too. I remember that, movie-wise, yeah. So, that's coming.
Oh, that'll happen.
Yeah, man.
Fucking Serena Gomez will be fucking Lara Croft.
Damn.
Damn. No, you're right. Vanessa Hudgens will be here. What are you talking about? She's a little bit taller.
Sure.
Well,
go watch Spring Breakers. Come on, man.
go watch Spring Breakers and you tell me that, but you know, hey. You scared, scaredy cat? Shut the fuck up, Vanessa. You fucking bitch, you. At least Selena Gomez had the nerve to walk out of that fucking movie after a while, but that bitch stayed. God damn, that movie sucked ass through a start. Wayne, you should watch that. You'd love it.
Yeah, everyone, it's either really hated or loved that fucking film.
People love the fuck out of that film.
Yeah, I don't understand that shit one bit. Don't
this
get it.
This bitch was doing cartwheels in a hallway.
Why?
I still don't get it. Vanessa Hudgens doing cartwheels in a hallway.
I don't get it. Maybe she just realized her acting career might take off and then realized, oh, fuck, no, what?
Oh, my God. And then people got mad. James Franco didn't win an Oscar for that fucking play. Like, you gotta be shitting me.
Really? Shit.
Spring break. When are they gonna turn that into a... Oh, wait, there it is. It's called Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
there's a fucking movie. Give us fucking GTA. Right.
They did. It's called Spring Breakers.
No, a proper fucking version of GTA.
Spring Breakers and Crank. There you go.
you know what? I think when this movie came out, it was at a time where, you know, at least now we look at it now, our video games wasn't that good. And let's be real, they didn't give a fuck about video games at that time. I think now, especially with the Assassin's Creed, with Ubisoft behind it, getting someone like Michael Fassbender and Marion Cotillard, I think that they're looking at this more as this is a bankable franchise we could easily, or any video game, a franchise that we could easily, if we put work into it, to make it work right.
It's all in traditional phase, man. Remember combo movies for a while? They were fucking horrific. And it took a while for them to finally get off the ground. And now maybe it's the video game movies time. Maybe.
Because we haven't seen a video game movie since Need for Speed. And you can't, like you said, you can't really fucking count that because it's just fucking cars. There's no people in that game.
Well, don't worry. Is it next month? We're getting Hitman again. So there you go.
Shit, man.
They're coming back.
Hitman was dumb in the last fucking movie.
And did you guys see that Warcraft footage at Comic-Con? That looks like fucking dog shit.
Oh, really? Okay.
It looks like it just looks like a game. It looks like it's just straight out of the game going, what's the fucking point?
Oh, shit.
work. I don't think that was
the final problem. You saw the show that leaked, Wayne? Is that what you saw?
No, they had like a four... Did you see the 4-minute footage they had with all the orcs and shit?
I didn't see that.
No, like,
I don't think that was the finalized. The 4-minute one? I don't think that was the finalized one. The trailer was the one I saw, and the trailer looked badass.
Oh, okay, cool. Fucking hope so. Because I looked at that going, this just looks like fucking dog shit.
I haven't seen shit.
I don't really give a shit about, what's that shit called again?
The World of Fucking Lose Your Life to the Internet.
Oh, wow.
Fucking dickhead.
Only thing I know about it is from that South Park episode when they kept playing it.
That is what Warcraft is. A bunch of fucking dickheads. Losing their life on the internet, paying thousands of dollars. I've got a strong fucking elf character. Who gives a shit? Get a fucking life. Go ahead and play basketball or something.
No, fuck all that. Go inside and play some more games. Better games. The fuck you outside playing basketball for? You ain't never going to be in the NBA. Anyway, like I said. Go play with yourself. Yeah, actually, playing with yourself is very productive. You got a lot of arm movement going on in there. You know, like sometimes you got to switch off and shit. You know, you got a lot of techniques in there involved. So you know what? You're gonna get your exercise, your workout, and you're gonna be relieved and pressured and feeling good after
but
you're
just,
done.
Just think if like Shaquille O'Neal didn't play basketball, we wouldn't have his wonderful acting talent in like Steel,
or his wonderful podcasting talent. Apparently,
what
a fucking podcast earlier?
He's got a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh god. I actually just saw that motherfucker.
Yeah, podcast, the big one.
Oh god, I just saw that motherfucker in Grown Ups 2. My god, is he a horrible actor?
You watch Grown Ups 2?
No, I did. I saw the end of it. I saw the end of it. And I was like, this is fucking horrible.
I feel sorry for you. I wouldn't wish that upon anyone. That movie was fucking terrible.
I saw the last 10 minutes, and I would agree.
The more insulting thing about that movie was people was actually clapping and laughing in that theater when I had to go see. I was like looking at them like, oh.
See, just like my theater when I saw Pixels the other night.
Oh, that's awesome. People love that shit.
Yeah, they actually had a standing ovation at the end. Yeah.
Standing ovation. I can't understand that.
I shit you not.
Shit. What is wrong with people? That happened at the end of Transformers 3, and I'm looking around. It's like, is this normal in America, or they're just fuckwits? They're just
That happened at my, when I saw Transformers, whatever the last one was fucking called. Yeah.
Shit, when I saw all of them.
Stood up and clap.
See, I'm not used to that shit. I thought, is this an American thing or what? Because I'm fucking hating this movie, and you guys are cheering? What the hell's wrong with you people?
I told someone the other day, Asian dude, I said, okay, use an example. I said, the Transformers movies are shit, right? And he looked at me and said, that's debatable. I looked at him and said,
no, it's not.
I think this conversation is over there. I don't think we need to go any further. And once you tell me that's debatable, then something's fucking wrong with you then. Transformers debate. No, the fuck is not. How the fuck is it debatable?
The only way it's debatable is it entertaining or not? Now, I can say people be entertained by it because it's mindless shit, but they're fucking shit still.
It's not fucking entertaining because that last one drained the fuck out of me.
Don't want to. Fuck that.
It confused the shit out of me on the basis of everything that was on. I was just standing there looking like, oh, man, I mean, like, maybe if it was an hour and a half of it, then yeah, maybe you can get something, but it's 3 hours fucking long, it's like...
I just wanted to see you at the end when you tell me Optimus Prime flies off.
Like, that shit's hilarious. You know, look on my face. I my audience, I was just like, is anybody saying something? This thing can fly? Are you serious? This thing can fly. Every movie, this nigga has made a point to say, I need that flight tech, or I'm going to space or some shit like this. Like, look, you can fly, you jackass. You can fucking fly. And then he's talking about, I'm damaged and everything. They go outside, that motherfucker scanned the truck and healed himself back to 100. I was just looking at him like, they had Chicago rebuilt in a matter of 2 years.
Hey, it's still the ultimate thing. As you told me, he could scan a truck and, like, reform. However, Jazz in the first one, because he's black, oh, he's dead. Fuck him. Throw him to the scrap heap. We can rebuild him. Oh, fuck him, he's gone. I'll tell you, Octopus, he steals their parts. He fucking takes them and fucking rebuilds himself, the prick.
Oh, but I think that fourth one probably had been the most embarrassing just because it actually had great actors in that motherfucker.
Oh, Sensei. I can't wait to see that shit.
That Ken Watanabe, John Goodman, Stanley Tucci. I was like, oh, God, all three of you just embarrassed yourself. I just seen John Goodman in two good films before I saw him in Transformers. I was like, oh, at least he might bring something. And then he's doing the same thing fucking Leonard Nimoy was doing when he was talking to himself in that fucking movie. I was like, who the hell is he talking to? Give me the grenade. Throw it. Shoot it. I was like, who is he talking to? He's the only goddamn robot there.
Oh, maybe I should watch this movie.
No, you don't do that.
Don't do that. Netflix, everyone. You can watch it now. Yeah,
That's okay. I recommend against that. Don't do it.
No, I think Wayne should see. No, he should. I would love
to hear it. Wayne, trust me. No.
No. Because he already saw the first three. You might as well see this one now.
Yeah. Hey, I've seen Specs in the City. I've gone through enough. I can watch anything now.
Yes, that's true.
I can handle any pain.
I want to see how long it takes Wayne to figure out, God damn, this movie is still going on. It's still going on.
Shit, it's three fucking, man, I'll never forget that day. Fucking CJ. son of a bitch.
I thought I'd never believe that. I didn't think I was ever going to leave that theater. I was like, oh my god, it's still sitting here.
This shit is still going.
It's like four different plots going on in that fucking movie. You think it's over and then the dinosaurs get introduced? He's like, oh my god, it's another fucking movie now.
Thank god I haven't seen that shit. I will watch it, but there is only one Transformers movie, and that's the fucking cartoon. Nothing else exists.
Dinobots, I set you free. These motherfuckers are larger than the damn forest. They go run out. I was like, they're going to destroy every fucking building. And they wait right now. Oh, my God. Stanley Tucci, fucking stereotype Chinaman, started fucking doing martial arts and shit. It's just like, yeah, every Asian in the Asian country or whatever, no martial arts. Thank you, Michael Bay. Yeah.
Jeez, fuck that guy. Seriously.
Stanley Tucci became, what's his fucking name from the other three? John Turturro.
Oh, see, this is what annoys me. Transformers actually has a great storyline behind it, but because it's such a... Let's just sell out and make a dumb action. I'm fucking sick of that shit. Action can be very entertaining with a good story. Fucking Winter Soldier proved that.
But at this point, why would Michael Bay do that when people keep making it?
That's the issue. You're getting those... We are the Walking Dead people. We're zombies walking in pain, that cunt. And he's just laughing away.
If I was Michael Bay, I would never fucking change.
Damn straight! I'll be rolling in my fucking money about now.
Hell yeah, I would make those movies dumber and dumber, put less effort, make them longer.
More racist.
They would be the stupidest fucking things you ever see, and yet they somehow keep making more than the next one. So nobody's tired of it.
I'm going to pick it now. The next Transformers movie, he's going to have a fucking Transformer turn into the Confederate flag.
I wouldn't be shocked by that. He's already had the voice work done for it, so I wouldn't be shocked by that personally. Oh, Sensei, Optimus, I think they're coming for you. What are you doing, Ken Watanabe? What are you doing?
Let them fight.
Back to let them fight.
Tomb Raider.
Let them fight.
How are we've spoken about 35 minutes of nothing about Tomb Raider at all.
That is true. Yeah.
Well, it's forgettable.
This movie is uneventful as shit. Let's be honest.
It's not insulting, so it's just forgettable.
Yeah.
Let them fight at the end.
That's the greatest line of all time.
Let them fight.
Did you guys remember the scene when Angelina Jolie had that hammer and she smashed that clock? It looked like she never held a hammer in her life.
Oh, yeah.
She was so unconvincing.
I caught that, yeah.
She was so unconvincing done in this fucking film. I was just like, damn. I don't think nobody gives a fuck about this.
Well, at the end of the day, if you want to find an ancient artifact inside a clock, naturally, you break the fucking thing with a hammer. Yeah, that way you won't damage the fucking artifact inside.
Why was she bunging in her house then when the intruder alert went off? It started playing techno.
That scene pissed me off. How come she's bungee jumping and her shirt's riding up just to her cleavage and not coming up above that? That is bullshit. That is the biggest Tomb Raider mystery of them all. How come her tits didn't fall out?
Why the fuck was there techno music in that scene? What's up with video game movies and techno music?
I do not know.
What are we talking about? Mortal Kombat!
It's pretty the older ones. I don't know what the fuck was up.
Every time it's an action scene about to kick off, they just ramp up some rave music. That is true, like, actually. Like, okay, why is that playing right now? I never once heard this kind of music in a Tomb Raider. Matter of fact, they're not even in America in this movie. Why the fuck would you even play that shit?
What the fuck was all that little girl always appearing to her? Oh, yeah, your dad wouldn't want you to do this, and then you fucked off. She like seeing a ghost or something?
Fuck if I know.
Is that girl with a pee?
Oh, when she was in that. I mean, I thought that was just part of the fucking... I thought that was just part of the...
Yeah.
That was broad.
The editing was bad in this film, too, by the way.
There was editing?
Yeah. Like in the scene where the fucking techno music kicked in. It was 1 minute she was going downstairs. I got one... profoundly, when she left the professor's office, when she was trying to ask him about the clock, she was going downstairs, and then next thing you know, he looks out the window, she's got full motorcycle gear on, and she's on her bike already.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, she wasn't even wearing that shit when she was going down the stairs. How the fuck did she put that on?
Now, you notice, her clothing appears when it wants to appear. It's like in the end scene, when they're walking into the cave, she had the long jacket on. The moment they walk into the bit with, like, the temple and all the water, the jacket's off. Why? So they can get her wet and show off her body more. Clearly. Yep. Not that I'm complaining about that, but for plot storyline, that makes no fucking sense.
I loved it, though. I loved all that shit.
And who built that fucking thing?
I would have loved to have been the man behind that camera. Shit, that movie was sure 15 minutes long.
2 hours long, just focusing on her ass and her tits all film. And that would have made more money.
She'd been like, "People, let me see the movie." I'd have been like, it's not finished yet.
Yeah, like director of photography, P1. Every single shot is just her tits, the whole fucking film.
Hey, Wayne, that's my signature shot, baby. Signature
and in 3D.
You think Michael Bay is bad with his camera angles? Shit, you let P1 get a camera or whatever and shit. That chick he had in Transformers 3, my fucking camera would have been all up in that vagina. Shit. I'd have been like, okay, all right, show the money shot. Give me the money shot. There we go, baby. There we go. You're going to be a star, girl. You're
going to
be a star.
Yeah, I want to see a star of the Hollywood Walk of Fame is just a giant pussy award.
Yeah, instead of putting your Hollywood Walk of Fame, you're going to put her fucking vagina on there. Yeah.
I can't wait to see the women try and match it to see if it fits.
Oh, give P1 a Wonder Woman film. See what he can do with it. Movie would open up with her in the kitchen. Kitchen, apron, no bra, panties, and heels on.
Hold on, what you want for dinner? She can have the last sort of truth for whatever the fuck that bullshit is.
And you know what? I wouldn't even do it just because I didn't want to make a good one of them. I'd do it just to fuck with people.
Make it the most sexist, yeah, degrading film.
Hell yeah, I'd be like, I got my check, shit. I don't give a shit if it makes money or not.
I wouldn't even call it Wonder Woman. I'd call it slightly attractive, but in the kitchen woman.
Damn.
Shit, give me Sucker Punch. See what I can do with it.
Oh, fuck. I haven't seen that shit.
God damn, Wayne. You're going to be visiting a lot of shit on this show.
I know. That's why I'm avoiding all this shit. I know. We're going to experience all the fun together.
I'm shocked that you avoided Sucker Punch because I remember how everyone raved about how cool that trailer looked.
No, I think I actually heard you say when you saw it. I listened, because it came out in America first, and you just pretty much said, yeah, it's shit. I'm like, okay, what's the point?
It was on my worst of list of that year. I think it was like number 3 or shit like that. It was fucking terrible.
I mean, it probably looks really nice, but that's Snyder for you. That's what worries me with any of these fucking films.
Well, he doesn't know how to write women, obviously. I mean, you saw that when you read Dawn of the Dead when I told you. I was like, wow, this movie is not as good as I remember.
No, and you're right. I rewatched that a while back, and it doesn't live up.
Yeah, his replay value on films are
shit. Shit.
A little cutthroat there. But what did you guys think of Daniel Craig, our Bond?
He was kind of there. I mean,
like, he wasn't bad.
No, he was bad. I was just saying his character was just. Eh.
Who would have thought that man would have been Bond?
Seriously.
Because of Tomb Raider. Yeah, he probably had, like, what, 3 or 4 scenes in his film?
Yeah.
Was there anyone acting in here where it made you guys just like, oh, my God, I wish they would fucking get rid of this guy or something like that?
Not really, honestly.
Because none of the acting in here really bothered me.
No.
I guess it was more so of the story of how boring and cliched it was. It was just like, really? I don't remember Laura Croft ever giving a fuck about her father. In this right. Game. And then this whole Illuminati skill, I'm just like, okay, so let's take her from these exotic places. Let's take basically what the game is about. Let's take her away from that. Give her a man got to fight in a cave somewhere where nobody gives a fuck and the end of the world is going to happen here. That is so fucking awesome. Yes, that's what I want to see from a Tomb Raider game. Right on, man. Even the fucking new game didn't even do some stupid shit like that.
Yeah. I think they just grabbed the most generic storyline they could and just said, look, let's just throw Lara Croft into it. That's what it kind of came across to me. They found a story.
The thing, too, is because, you know, most of these people back then when they got on these games, they didn't know what the fuck these games are about. This is back when games to a lot of people back then, it was like, video games, that's for fucking children.
Well, we only had 6 game movies before that, anyway. So this was like the 7th in that list that happened.
Yeah.
And if you go to the list above it, yeah, there wasn't many good films.
No. And I think, personally, like Cody said earlier, this could have been like a, especially with the new Tomb Raider game, this could have been a crossover between like Indiana Jones meets Tarzan in a way. Not so much Tarzan in a way of him learning what monkeys are, but more Tarzan of how he survived this long in the environment he was in and stuff. And they didn't really do any of that shit. She's got this big-ass mansion, which she did have in the game. She got this big-ass mansion here, and she only accepts jobs as a big job. But mainly, this whole movie was a mission about finishing her father's work, which nobody gives a fuck who that dickhead is, okay? Nobody gave a fuck, flying fuck about that fat fuck that showed up at the end of this film. Even when she was talking to him, I was just like, wow, this is just getting boring and boring. And the more so, it was getting annoying, actually. I was like, god damn, dude, can y'all do something interesting? I mean, y'all, I don't even know where the fuck y'all at right now, but I see some Asian people bringing down a brick or something like that. I'm like, this is supposed to be cool. You know, and the effects, my god, they were top tier here, right?
Oh, yeah. The fucking CG part when they first get the first part of the triangle, and that fucking CG water, fuck, I thought the T-1000 looked better fucking 12 years ago. It looked horrible.
Shit, I'm about to say the Predator and fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger's movie looked better than this. Everything looked better.
I must say, like, I did like that action sequence where all the fucking statues are coming alive and shit like that.
Yeah.
But they were just like one shot, boom, oh, they crumble into nothing. Like,
yeah.
There's no threat. No fucking threat at all. And Bond, what did he do? He didn't do jack shit.
No.
What the fuck are you? What have you just said? I'm worried. Oh, God. I fucking hate that song, too. Why the hell did that song come at the end? It was just pointless. Where's your
first song, man? That's for Jags, bro.
They had fucking 9-inch nails, and they didn't even they used the music and not the song. And that was it. I was like, fuck, when they getting off the helicopter and shit, and you got that cool.
I was like, I gotta save this photo, but I gotta put the subtitles in so they can see the lyrics of that song, too. So I was like, this fucking looks awesome. Hey, goddamn, girl, that girl's lips on her. Oh, my God.
Did you get the impression, too, at the end, they had no idea how to end this film?
So
they
hell no.
I was like, we'll just have that machine come up, and you can pull your guns out at the end.
I'm not gonna lie, there was parts of the first action scene where it opens up where she's fighting a robot. I actually kind of liked a little bit of it and kind of went on a little longer, and I was like, okay, you can stop now. But I thought some of the action scenes, like you said earlier with the Rock ones, I thought that they had potential, I guess, in being cool. I think they should have did more of that instead of actually introducing this, end of the world synopsis or whatever the fuck they said in that story, which, by the way, wasn't even fucking true, because then this guy comes out and say, I can control time with this now. It's like, okay, so what can this goddamn thing do now? Motherfucker done told me, like, some goddamn demon is going to come from the underworld or something like that. Now you tell me if you get a hold of it, you can control time. It's like, make up your fucking mind what this thing going to do.
Well, that's the thing. Even when they had the power, it was like, they didn't do shit with it. She went and spoke to her dad, who said, you know what, I wanted you to find this so you could destroy it and not find it. I was like, okay, what's the fucking point? Why even bother? Just, why don't you break the fucking clock? Then there'll be no problem finding the fucking thing.
Yeah, I'm about to say, just fucking destroy that thing, and then there you go. End of the mission. There you go. Wait. Did you guys notice when that dude threw the knife at Daniel Craig, how he just fell into the water? I was like, that wouldn't happen. Come on.
James Bond died pretty easy.
Yeah.
That little ass knife gonna cut this ripped dude up right here, and he's just gonna, like, eyes go blank stare, and he just falls. And I was like, come on now. See if it was a fuck machete thrown at his ass, but that little ass knife.
Yeah, but you're right, because 20 seconds later, she spins a knife around, hits, what's his name, in the exact same spot, and he gets up and has a full fucking fight sequence.
Actually, I think she hit him worse. I think she hit him closer to the heart and shit.
I think Daniel Craig just like, look, can you just get me out of this film? Fucking stab me and I'll go play Bond somewhere else.
He's like, I got a future ahead of me. I can't see him.
I've got a gun barrel waiting for me to shoot at. Where the fuck is...
Shit.
I don't know. I think Cody said the best word for this movie. It's just uneventful and not memorable at all.
Yeah, that's this movie's main problem.
I don't think they do anything exciting in the film. I mean, the acting is not terrible. I think, and this is not by saying much, but probably the best acting in most video game films going on. And that's just because, wow, they didn't piss you off or they didn't mess up the character's traits or anything like that. I mean, to me, it was kind of Lara Croft in a way. But Lara Croft never said any fucking thing in the game. So like,
right.
That's like, true. What the fuck are we basing this off of now? You know, it's got that Need for Speed effect in a way. You know, it's like, well, here you go. There's this and that or whatever. So, I mean, you can't really hold it up against on no pedestal to the game or anything, because the game wasn't that fucking good, at least in my opinion. I didn't really like the game that much.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't know. I mean, I only played the first two games, and I was like, after that, it's like, it's the same shit over and over again. And I haven't played the reboot, but the reboot, they say, is totally different, but still keeps the basics of what Tomb Raider is meant to be, but just totally, fully reinvents it. which is a good way to do a remake.
Yeah.
Show respect.
I gotta say, because when that new one came out, it kept making a big deal. But like, oh, and she doesn't have those big flamboyant titties and shit hanging out with her. I gotta say, I don't think I ever once paid attention to that in that game, because had I did so, I'd have been playing the fuck out of them games even more. But I didn't really like the game, so... I don't it seems like they make a big deal about things that I don't know if really people really pay attention to that much, and they only say that just because they're trying to jump on this feminist bandwagon.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was about to say, you wait till the next Tomb Raider movie. Oh, it's sexist, it's degrading to women.
That's every fucking movie nowadays. You know, just make a movie with a bunch of white men or whatever and no women at all and no black people, and you should be fine then, because if you put one black man or a woman now in the film, you do one thing wrong with them, that film's sexist now. But nobody's jumping on pixel shit. I still wait for Arnold Butler.
Shit.
Who the fuck is talking shit about pixels right now? Like, all the fucking movies that came out, oh, this is sexist, this is racist, this is that.
Yeah, but you, you said it perfectly, though. And, I think it was the last show you guys did, where if it's a big movie, you know, you get, like, you said Mad Max, you said, you know, fucking Avengers, all this stuff. If it's a big franchise and a big film, it'll cop shit for it. If it's a film that no one really gives a fuck about, it just goes under the radar.
Yeah, that's true, because all Mad Max and all of them made over 70 to 80 million more or whatever and shit, and their opening weekend, this movie Pixels made 24 million. Don't nobody give a fuck about it, but yeah, it was the most sexist fucking movie of the summer. And where the fuck is everybody at on this movie? Ted 2. That shit was fucking ridiculous, man. We got the audacity to make fun of civil liberties and shit like that, and you just like, right on the weekend of gay marriage. Alrighty then. And,
when
black people are in the midst of getting constantly shot by police and shit, and no one's giving this movie shit up because it didn't make shit. So it's like, no one cares. It's like, so therefore, we're going to go look to the movies that are making money and shit like that, that has absolutely nothing to fucking do. I'm trying to figure out which one was worse, because the Mad Max one kind of just baffled me, just for the simple fact that guys are complaining.
That was like a role reverse. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, men? It's degrading to men. It's like, yeah, okay. So a bunch of whatever.
Degrading to men? I've never heard that sentence said before.
A bunch of sex slaves, women who are treated to have babies, and yet that's degrading to men. Okay, whatever.
Thank you.
Degrading to men. I've never heard that sentence said before. I think men just saw women as like, oh, women can do it. You know, hey, we're going to jump on that wagon too. You know, we're going to go ahead and say that as well. You know,
Max doesn't do anything. Max didn't do anything because he didn't give a shit. Max has always been like, he's a typical Australian. He don't give a fuck about helping anyone until he has to. And he's like, oh, I'll do something now. Fuck it. Go get up.
I'm not trying to say that they need to make Lara Croft's titties big, but That was like the last thing on my mind when I was playing that fucking game, because you know what? I had porno mags and shit like that, so if I wanted to jerk off, I was going to jerk off of that. I'm trying to play a game here that I probably spent $60 on, and I'm trying to get off on that. Now, nowadays, I'm a grown-ass man. I jerk off to what I want to jerk off. Grand Theft Auto 5, I'm looking at you, baby.
Oh, we heard your story here. There you go with that shit again.
That shit was hot when she picked up that hooker and shit, and they was in the alleyway or whatever.
Jesus getting down Christ.
Now, I'm not going to say I jerked off immediately. I just say that I got a boner, and I was like...
Okay, so you jerk off immediately or jerk off later. That makes a big fucking difference. Wow.
I'm just saying, Cody, wait.
Wow.
Just join me in this and just say, like you know, hey, wow, he got excited at first. That's what it was. It's like,
I'm not going to judge you jerking off to fucking GTA 5.
Most fighting games turn me on, too. I don't know why. It's kind of... Something like that. I was like, wow, I feel like I need to go fuck something right now. But never action adventure games. They don't ever do anything for me. But fighting games, GTA 5, whatever.
You have a problem, my friend. You have a serious issue. You should get that checked out.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to admit that.
Yeah, man.
What's wrong with that? Come on now. We've all jerked off to some things that's out there in the blue.
I must say, when I watched Ant-Man, I was jerking off the T.I. I was so excited seeing that guy.
What the fuck?
It was so funny, man. I just got hard on watching
shut
that.
Up, Wayne. Shut the fuck up.
I was like, I want to go watch every one of his films, get his albums. Oh, man.
Oh, you go ahead and do that. Okay.
I must say, I was sitting there, and I was like, I had no idea who the fuck T.I. was. I'm watching it going out, and I'm like, instead of J.I., I was like, I think this is the guy P1 hates. I'm like, I don't get why. I said, but I don't like him either. I don't know why.
Oh, my God. Then you need to... He's had 3 movies this year.
Yeah.
3 fucking movies this year. Go watch ATL, Wayne. That was his first appearance.
Oh, shit. He's about to a whole fucking movie. Oh, damn.
Yeah, go ahead. I want you to listen to some of his albums. And then you know what you can do? I'm going to send you a link to his show. You can watch that, too. And then
he's a show?
Me, tell me, you come back next time we do Spoiler the Movies. You tell me.
Great. Wade's homework. T.I. Great.
That nigga is the worst actor I've ever fucking seen in my life. He's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
He's fucking terrible. He's a fucking disgrace to black people. He's like that bitch ass dog out there barking around.
If he joins the Green Lantern Corps, would you be pretty upset?
Would you just say T.I. was a Green Lantern? What would you say?
That's if he joined the Green Lantern Corps with Tyrese Gibson.
I would ban every DC movie. Fucking watch another fucking DC film ever again. I can't believe you just said that word right.
Gibson's all but confirmed.
Green Lantern himself. Oh, hell no. a side character, fine. I'll watch the movie or whatever, but you're talking about making him the core character? Oh, hell no.
Black Panther. There you go. Perfect. Perfect casting.
Never watch a fucking DC movie again. That was my fucking life. Oh, which I ain't got much left of anyway, but I will never fucking watch it. I don't give a shit if it's a fucking Static Shock. Let me shut the fuck up about that now. Yeah, I don't give a damn if it's about a character I want to say. Hell no. You don't take one of my favorite DC characters and fucking make him T.I. What kind of insult shit? Well, they already made him T.R. Tyrese, so that's close enough, but still.
I'm going to look up this guy's acting career. I'm sure he's got some great films in the making. He's got
Takers. Don't forget about that. Chris Brown. Him and Chris Brown teamed up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, that doesn't feel. Really?
And Paul Walker. Yeah, the late, great Paul Walker.
Oh, is that why he died?
Yeah.
Damn.
Cody's like, that's the second Paul Walker disgrace I've heard this season.
For the span of a few hours. Goddamn.
Oh, that's right, I'm from Hangover. Oh. He was in that shit. He was in Get Hard, which I haven't seen either, and I don't know. I've heard enough about that film. He's in the Need for Speed Underground video game. There you go.
He's on the soundtrack.
He's on the soundtrack.
Dumbass song 24. I forgot about that.
Wow. That, you realize that nigga's become more successful than the three of us put together.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually how it works, right?
I was going to say, if you're shit, that's what happens.
God damn, man. Now people wonder why I work so hard. Because of shit like that. Shit like that. That nigga can make it. Anybody can make it.
He was on Dancing with the Stars. No, so you think he can dance? And Dancing with the Stars. Oh, my God.
I was about to say, did you seriously say he was a dance? Oh, my God. I was about to say, wow.
I thought you had to be famous to be on that show.
He's actually pretty fucking famous in fucking America.
Thank God I live here. I have no idea.
It is to say that through the tip of my teeth or whatever, but that nigga is actually pretty famous in America, unfortunately.
American gangster! Who is it? No! Who's an American gangster? Oh, fuck that. Oh, I hate this guy.
You know what, Cody? I think it's time to move away from that.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. I think you made my ears bleed. T.I.'s Green Lantern. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Why would you say something like that? I would rather see Jaden Smith as Static Shock and Spider-Man together before I see T.I. as Green Lantern.
You know who he looks like? Terrence Howard. Looks like Terrence Howard. He's got that same little mustache and the eyes and everything.
Just let both of them talk at the same
time. Yeah, I was going to say, Jesus, imagine them combined together.
Yeah, because at least Terrence Howard knows how to keep his mouth straight. This nigga can't even stop talking without his fucking mouth going crooked to the left and shit.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Fucking hate that guy. Seriously. ATL, man. Oh. Oh, my God. Shit. And I had to see Takers, man. Oh, gosh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. That's why I decided I'm never dating a black woman ever again.
Damn.
Yeah, because when Takers came out, oh, shit. You couldn't stop black women from going to theater. It's like Chris Brown and T.I. in the film? Shit. Yeah, shit, we're going to go watch this film. Only thing that was missing from that was Tyrese. And it would have been on the level of Furious 7 or some shit.
Oh, see, I haven't seen that shit. I refuse to.
No, you go ahead and watch all these, listen to one of his latest albums and stuff like that. And then you'll understand why.
I'd rather listen to the Paul Walker car crash.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Hey, I'm with you on that one, too. I've already said it before, but I'd rather listen to Hulk Hogan sex tape than watch this nigga ever perform. I would rather see Mel Gibson hit on his ex-wife than watch anything with T.I. in it.
Oh, that's hilarious, though.
Yeah, well, it kind of was.
Yeah. Oh, that shit was fucking funny.
Because it's still unbelievable that he went that route. T.I. Green Lantern. How dare you, Wayne? How fucking disrespectful.
I see some artwork coming up.
Shut the fuck up. You know the whole chicken dance. Baby chicken, they tell the girls. Yep, there goes that phone. Just threw that motherfucker. Yep, shut the fuck up. Yeah. I can't even ask the first fucking yeah without just,
play that.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
There you go, guys.
Oh, no.
Die, man. T.I.
Oh, God.
What the hell is this bullshit now? Wayne, TL is about one of the gangsters that rollerblade.
What? Rollerblade? What?
Yeah, thank you. So wannabe gangsters that rollerblade and just trying to keep his brother off the streets by making money. That's it. That's it. That's what the movie's about.
Awesome. I'm down for that. Sounds like an uplifting story.
Look at this retarded nigga in the background. This nigga, good lord, look at, what? Look at this dude, he's got his mouth on, he's like, got them crazy eyes, he's like, yeah, son, T.I., oh my god, nigga.
Yeah, but he's cool because he's got his head tilted to the right, or to the left.
His head never lifted right, that's why. He's retarded.
He's the next Forrest Gump.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck.
He's replacing Cuba Gooding Jr. in the remake of Radio.
Oh, fuck. God, no.
Final thoughts on Lara Croft. God damn you, Cody. Why are you sending this shit?
You played the fucking song.
I'm about to print this and burn it.
Oh, God.
What a waste of ink. What a waste of ink, Cody. I can't believe you allowed me to do this.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Allow me to... you sent this for me to print and burn, man. What a waste of ink.
Why are you printing? What the fuck is the point of printing it?
Gotta be burned. I'm sorry. That's the only way you can delete shit from your files like this now. I think I gotta burn my Skype account now, too. I gotta burn this motherfucker now. Just you didn't deface it now with this bullshit. You can have whatever you like. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh. You remember, Cody, that song was playing every fucking day everywhere. You couldn't go nowhere without hearing that.
Yeah, I remember.
God.
I've never heard any of this shit. Maybe he didn't make it anywhere in Australia, because I haven't heard any of his crap.
Man, rappers don't make it to... Oh, come on.
This is Australia.
Shit, rap. Come on. You think a southern rapper going to make it to Australia? Shit.
Oh, we got people like 50 Cent and Eminem and fucking... Oh, yeah. That's about it.
Eminem, yeah, of course people like Eminem. I expect Eminem, Jay-Z, Dr. most of those motherfuckers. But come on, T.I., let's come on. A southern rapper, like I said, you just named off a ton of East Coast rappers right now.
Yeah, well, that must be the reason, because I never heard a motherfucker at all until you guys were talking about him on Movie Spoilers. And I'm like, who is this guy that P1 has this complete hatred for?
I'm like, it's not hatred, it's disdain for him. Disdain. He's an atrocious human being, and he needs to be scraped off the fucking planet of the Earth.
Well,
sperm could have been used for better things instead of creating this little fucker.
Well, they might make him play Slimo, and then we can hate Ghostbusters together. Be perfect.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A rapping Slimer. There you go.
Okay, Wayne, shut the fuck up right about now. That's what you can do. I don't want to see T.I. in another fucking film. You know it's bad when you make the RZA look like an Academy Award winning nominated actor.
Well, I heard he's going to be playing Marty McFly in the Back to the Future remake. So that could be the next
one.
T.I.
Okay, you know what? This movie is... I'm done. All right. You can go to hell now. Dude, you can totally go to fucking hell now. How the fuck is he gonna play Marty McFly? Hold up! Who the fuck would let this nigger in here? I see why Hulk Hogan said what he said now. I don't blame him. I'm totally on Hogan's side. Maybe I can convince Donald Trump, hey, why don't you get rid of the retarded niggers while you're at it then? Hey, you got my vote.
Oh, fuck. That might
be tell you what, Donald Trump, I'll support you on movie spoilers if you can do me a favor and ban T.I. from America.
Well, don't send him to Australia, please.
That's where I was going to send him to. And then, Wayne, you could have whatever you like. Hey, you didn't hear about T.I. Wayne? He's a rubber band man.
What?
Yeah, I still know what the fuck that is. I'm the same boat as you, Wayne.
A rubber band man? What the fuck is a rubber band man?
Fuck that. They made a song of it. I don't know what the fuck that is.
No, seriously, what the fuck is a rubber band man?
I don't know. I guess he just snaps rubber bands all day. I don't know.
He made a song about that. It's like me making a song about wiping my ass after having a shit. I mean, so what?
Wayne's reaction to that was fucking right. He's a what? Oh, shit. Oh, he's a rubber band man. You didn't know that, Wayne? He's a rubber band
man. Is a song about that?
That was hot, right, Cody?
Fucking mic off. I ain't got time for this shit, dude.
Final thoughts, sir. Final thoughts.
He was the ultimate rubber band man. You know what that meant, Wayne? I think it meant that he stacked money. I don't know, shit, with his rubber band.
You are so lucky to live in Australia, man. You never had to be subjected to this bullshit.
I'm looking this shit up now. Rubber band man.
We've been subjected to T.I. for, what is it? Has it been over 10 years now? Yeah, I think it's been over 10 years.
Longer than 10 years? Oh, my God. Oh, that's fucking hilarious. Wayne's reaction was fucking priceless, though.
Nobody, I don't know what the fuck that is. What the fuck is a rubber band man?
You know why, Cody? Because, like, the feminist leader says, you're not black anyway. You wouldn't get it.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. If that's the case, it's a rubber band.
There you go, Wayne. I sent you the link for it.
Okay, so I'm looking at a band that was from the 1976. So that ain't the same fucking group. Oh, fuck that. I'm not listening to that shit.
A rubber band man.
Okay, yeah, I see this old shit. The Spinners, whatever the fuck this is. So I guess it's got some history to it. Okay. I did not realize that.
Yeah, rubber band man, right?
Rubber band man.
Yeah, look at images right here. This is just one motherfucker with a rubber band on his face. So, yeah, that'll make sense.
On his face? What?
Yeah, but look, search up on Google Images. It's like the fourth image. It's a motherfucker with rubber bands on his face. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, it'll make sense. Without context, rather.
I'm in now the Urban Dictionary of Rubber Band Man to find out the meaning.
Sad. I'm telling you, it deals with money. Because every time
you're all right, rubber band man. Drug dealer, one who stores their cash tied on rubber bands.
Yep, see, told you. Hey, I grew up in Compton. I know this shit. I mean, like superheroes and shit like that. But I know
yeah, but would you write a fucking whole song about it?
Yeah, he did though. He wrote a whole fucking song about it.
Fuck, ignorant cockhead he must be.
So I remember that song came out. I went, ugh, God.
So well, I'm going to write a song called "I Put My Money in the Bank Man." I mean, what a fucking stupid
I put my money in the bank because that's where it belongs.
Because that's where it belongs.
That's just how rap goes, man.
That's how rap goes. That's what makes it raw, man.
You make me want to hate rap more and more. Seriously.
Oh, man, it's good, man. Shit, you know, that's why it makes it tough, man.
You know what's even worse? Literally, as I'm looking at the TV now, they've got Australian news on. Drug dealers with all this money roll the rubber bands. That shit just came on.
Oh,
no, he's not playing that shit.
It's taking this nigga 30 seconds to get to this goddamn song. He's still talking. He thought he was hot, that's why.
Like, okay, we haven't said shit about Tomb Raider.
Let's get this.
There you go, Cole. Wayne, you tell you what's a rubber band man. He's telling you right now.
Oh, man, it's pulling out the movies. All these tangents.
Oh, Tomb Raider, T.I., T.R., close enough.
Oh, man.
Oh. Hey, how about we give some final thoughts?
This song is fucking terrible. Where the fuck did he get a I'm listening to it, I'm like, damn, I don't think I've ever heard this song before. Shit. This song is fun. I'm a rubber band man. That's what I say, man. It's like, what the fuck? How the fuck do people get careers out of shit like this?
It sounds like a Sesame Street fucking song.
Sesame
Can you count the rubber bands on my drug money? One rubber band.
I think I saw Oscar the Grouch with a rubber band stacked up. I'm a rubber band, man.
I'm a rubber band man in my trash can. Living on Sesame Street is not hard, man.
Do people get scared? I seriously see why white people look at black people like this now. After seeing that shit right there, like, yeah, I think if I was not black neither, I'd probably be like, darling, you stay away from that nigga right there.
That's why the cops shoot him. Man. That's why the cops shoot you all the time. They're like, hey, he's got a rubber band. Shoot him.
He got rubber. And they say, hey, you shot an innocent man. No, I didn't. Rubber band, man.
You just see like, the evidence bag. It's just got a rubber band in it. Oh, deadly weapon.
Fucking God, man. Oh. Tomb Raider, though, people.
Yeah. Tomb Raider.
Wayne, final thoughts on Tomb Raider. I'm tired of talking about T.I.'s black ass. I'm glad we experienced you for him now, so now you can go. I want you to play that in the car when you pick Jamie up. Play Rubber Band Man for him.
I will do that tonight.
And you know what? Don't even say shit. Just nod your head.
How about if I can do it? If I can put a little hidden camera in there, film it, and get her reaction to it. And then she'll beat my ass.
You got that chain picture I sent Cup? Where that chain is. Wear that white shirt or wear that white beater with a chain on.
She'll fucking dump my ass like dressed like that.
Matter of fact, don't even, I want you to, for the next time I'm kicking your ass, don't even let Luke listen to this show. I want you to fucking dress up like that for the next time and just play that. Just tell what you don't like this? You don't like my style anymore?
This is what sucks. If we knew this ahead of time, we could have done a video game kind of Ant-Man review, and I could have been T.I. It would have been perfect.
Damn.
I don't know if I could have watched that, but yeah. Yeah, so let's see what Jamie has to say about you and your new love for T.I.
Oh, God. It would be an instant breakup. This shit's over.
I'll pay you $50 if she dump you then.
Dumb deal.
Yeah, exactly. You can pick up 5 hookers with that.
Yeah, I could pay for his entire library of albums. T.I.'s albums.
T.I.'s albums make the Driss look like fucking Emmy Award winning.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
But Wayne, final thoughts on
Tomb Raider! Well, okay. Simple. It's dull. It's forgettable. But it is definitely... It might not be the best video game movie, but it's pretty much up there. Go with all the shit we've had to go through before and after. So, as you said, the acting, Jolie, perfect casting as Lara Croft. However, British accent, in and out sometimes, not that great. Daniel Craig, waste of space, but clearly this was the stepping stone for him to be fucking James Bond. But yeah.
God damn, I never looked at it like that. This is a stepping stone for him to be James Bond.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Really, well, make sacrifices in your career then to get to where you want.
He did. But I remember when he was cast, I was like, oh, that was the fucking guy from Tomb Raider, which is pretty sad to think about.
Yeah, can you imagine his transition from this to fucking James Bond? You go back and watch Skyfall and look at that and go like, wow, I never thought that guy could be this smooth.
He bulked up too because he looked like an anorexic little motherfucker when he got out of that shower. He was a skinny bastard. But overall, to be honest, it's just forgettable. That's, I think, the ultimate crime of it. It's forgettable. The music, as you point out, pisses me off because it's always that techno-y fucking shit, which shits me. I do approve of the Nine Inch Nails deep song in it, so I'm all for that. However, yeah, just, yeah, forgettable. Just blatantly forgettable. Baddie, completely pointless. The Illuminati.
So you get Nine Inch Nails in Australia, but you don't get the Great T.I.?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'll have to burn all my fucking Nine Inch Nails now and just put T.I. in the new Crow movie instead of fucking bloody Nine Inch Nails.
We go Australia now, Wayne. Cody.
Yep. Yes, we do.
Fuck that shit. But the Illuminati, how did we know if they were going to do anything bad with their power? We don't know that shit. So, Baddie's completely waste. Noah Taylor was probably the only character that kind of gave me the shits because he's an Australian, and I hate Australian actors. So. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn. Hey, you got 2 coming up in a feature superhero film for you.
Who?
Jai Courtney and Margot Robbie.
What the, get the fuck out of here. Jai Courtney ain't no actor. and Margot Robbie.
Cody, that really is going to be...
Oh, seriously. I know, right?
Even that line, oh, the crazy ones, the hot ones, always the crazy ones. Fuck off, you boomerang throwing piece of shit. Fuck off.
I should have guessed that you was Captain America. You did that perfectly. Oh, hey, all the crazy ones. Say that again, man. Do it again.
That's what he sounds like in that trailer. Yes, I gave that fucking guy one fucking dialogue, and that's all it is. Oh, the crazy ones, all the hot ones. Like, fuck off.
I love how you can crank up your accent to be that much more thicker.
Because, okay, what you're hearing now, this is an Australian accent. Captain Boomerang is, oi, hey, you go and give me another beer, fucking trim on the barbie. It's not Australian. No fucking Aussie speaks like that.
It's funny because he's Australian, yet he's making fun of Australians.
We don't sound like that. We sound like the way me and Luke sound. That's Australian. Not fucking over the top. Shrimp year. On the barbie, put me singlet on, go down and have some Vegemite on my boomerang, mate. Fuck this shit. Suicide.
He's Ken Watanabe for Australians.
He is. He's racist. I fucking hate him. Fucking ignorant Australian bastard.
Still got Thor's brother.
Oh, yeah. He went on to big things after Expendables too.
Yeah, he got Hunger Games.
Yeah, hungry, because he's hungry for a career that he'll never get.
Damn.
Hey,
jeez.
He's still got Thor.
Yeah, he's only going to be Thor. I don't think he's going to go on any other things. He will. He's going to be typecast. Look, these are the Australian people going out there at the moment. We had Mel Gibson, who's American, but pretty much considers himself Australian. He's a racist fucking arsehole. He's ruined his career. Chris Hemsworth, typecast. Heath Ledger, dead. Jud Courtney, not an actor.
The typecast, and Rush was a fucking fantastic film.
Oh, he's a great actor. But will he escape the Thor role? I don't think so.
And he's got that other Ron Howard movie coming out this one, Heart of the Sea. That looks pretty goddamn good, I gotta say, but yeah.
True.
But everyone's gonna say, oh, didn't you play Thor? It's like, yeah, play a villain, do some shit. But anyway, this movie, look, I'd probably just give it a stream it. It's just a stream it.
Well, yeah, man.
And fuck you, Jai Courtney.
Hey, he's representing. I think he's representing all you Australians.
That right fucking now. Aussie cunt plays James Bond. Fuck that whole franchise.
Him is damn. You just giving some terrible fucking suggestions outright about T.I. is Green Lantern now. Fucking
T.I. does the T.I. will do the song for Bond, and Jai Courtney will be James Bond, directed by Michael Bay. There you go.
That is literally the worst fucking movie idea I've ever fucking heard in my life. That's like literally the worst fucking that's got to be the worst movie I've ever heard. Yeah, wow, Wayne.
And Nicolas Cage is the villain. There you go.
Okay, never mind. I just stepped up now. I think I'd like to see that. Nicolas Cage in anything I'd like to see personally. I think he's fucking hilarious. I think he's probably one of the best actors working today because he's so fucking hilarious. I'm fun. Still craving for my Nicolas Cage Superman movie. People, where the fuck is that at? My Nicolas Cage versus Steven Seagal Batman Superman film. I'm still looking forward to that. Ever it gets made. Wayne, get that made for us. You live in Australia. It should be cheaper to make it out there, right?
Oh, anything's cheap out here because we've got nothing out here.
Exactly. Wasteland. You could already create the battle if you wanted to. Yeah, I thought the casting was great. I mean, it was like really spot on. I mean, she looks just like Laura Croft with her sexy ass. I mean, shit, Angelina Jolie makes you want to fuck that video game character now. Yeah, I'd bend that fucking 8-bit character over, or whatever the fuck that was supposed to be, that blotchy-looking block piece of shit that they had in that game. I'd bend her ass over and be like, take it, Angelina. Because I know I ain't going to never get the real one, because Brad's holding on to that shit. So, she was great. Accent sometimes was a little off. I guess it's just because I never heard Laura Croft talk, so I guess it just caught me off guard. It was like, I always thought she had an American accent, but I guess, whatever. The like you said, the villain, I mean, if he even is a fucking villain, because why she decided to work with him blew my fucking mind. I was just like, well, whatever. The effects in here sometimes looked okay for the time, I guess, but they were wasted. The action scenes had potential, then went into fucking territory.
that's a great way to sum it up.
Yeah, the story itself I thought was the worst thing of it possibly, because, man, they could have took a fun action film here, an adventure film at least, And they turned it into something very personal with Laura Croft. And, you know, when you do something personal like that, when you involve a family or something like that, it should be a more heartwarming and heartfelt film. But, yeah, it didn't feel like that. It felt like that dude wasn't even her dad, and he was just forced into that shit.
Which is sad, because it's actually a real fucking father.
I know, right? So
it's like, it, honestly, you feel like saying, you two have no chemistry. It's like, that's her real father. Oh, fuck. Well,
you know why? It's because she's talking to a fucking dream version of him. That's why I was like, it's even worse then. So, you know. I really hated that story a whole bit because I could give a fuck about her father. I mean, I wanted to see Laura Croft on some adventures doing some badass things and stuff. I didn't give a shit about her doing. And then when they introduced this whole, oh, this thing could possibly destroy the world, I was just like, really? Does this movie, this game has to, this game turned into a movie really has to be about that? Because those games never were. I don't hate the movie, but I have no intention of ever watching it again. Like Wayne said, it possibly could be one of the best video game films. But that ain't saying much. Just for the simple fact that, like, yeah, the worst thing you give it, like you said, is boring, it's unmemorable, and the story is just weak. But I gotta say, it's probably the best acting out of every video game film. Think about it.
Yeah. Come on, like, that's a long list.
I mean, I was thinking about the Street Fighter films, like, oh, fuck, nigga, we just reviewed one. Fucking Mortal Kombat is like, oh, gosh.
House of the Dead, my man. Best acting.
At least they had fun, though, with their dialogue and stuff. I think that was what made that movie at least stood out, is that, yeah, it's stupid as fuck, but, you know, the game is kind of stupid as fuck in a way. And at least this movie feels like at least they're having fun with it, and you can tell with the goofy and corniness of it. Here, it's just soulless. It has no soul. It's just like ginger people and myself. You know, they just don't have anything going for it. It feels like, you know, and Cody knows about this, it feels like, you know, what's that word for? Oh, genocide. Yeah. Oh,
Jesus. Really? Wow.
Oh, man, Cody and Jesse Eisenberg. Yep, that's what it's like. I give it a low stream at that.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, I'm pretty much the same boat as you guys. Like I said before, it's uneventful. The acting, yeah, it's fine, I guess, for a video game flick. Yeah, it is better than most, but... Having that said, it's not anything special, of course. Action here, whatever. The story, it's whatever. It's just it's pretty fucking bland overall, man. I just really don't have any reaction to it one way or another. It's just kind of there.
Just like that game was. I saw. I thought it was boring. I'm not gonna lie.
honestly, I don't have a whole lot to say about it other than that. And then the fact that it's just kind of there. It's a movie. It's a flick. It's based on a video game. And that's about it. So, let's go give a shit up stream it. And that's all I got to say.
Nathan Drake.
Okay, we're getting this episode right now. Thank you, folks, for listening.
But no, it's
at the booth.
Goddamn. I reckon that needed costume is Dredd to bring it back.
Jesus.
T.I. Mad Max.
Aye. That's hidden below the belt.
Yeah. T.I. is Rocky.
That's just not... Okay, that's not acceptable.
No, you've gone too far.
Even if they cast him as Apollo Creed's son and the new fucking Rocky, I'd be like, get fucked. Right?
Okay, you shut your fucking mouth now.
Thank you, Michael B. Jordan. Thank you, Michael B. Jordan.
Nah, T.I. is the actor of actor. He's the decade actor of the year, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so... Well, people, that's been another edition of Spoiling the Movies. That goddamn dog finally shut the fuck up about 20 minutes ago, so that's a
first. Finally.
I can go back to jerking off peacefully now. And not hearing scenes broken up because I'm hearing a wolf bark in the background. Almost like I'm bestiality jerking off or something like that. But anyway. Which I would not be opposed to if it's, you know, furries or some shit like that. But... Who has been another edition of Spoiling at the Movies, and we all know who turn it is next time for one of these live-action films of ours, and that would be you, Wayne.
Ooh. Well, people.
That worries me.
I haven't seen this film, and I don't know if you guys have, but it is subject to nominated for Worst Picture, Worst Actress, Worst Special Effects, Worst Spong, Worst Director of all time. It has won these awards. It has 1% on Rotten Tomatoes. It is Alone in the Dark.
Oh, shit.
UA Ball, we're returning back to you, my man. After House of the Dead, I want to see Alone in the Dark.
God damn,
I was just like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, all these details. I was like, it's the fucking Uwe Boll again. Alone in the fucking dark. Oh, God.
I have not seen this masterpiece. It has a 1% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's even lower than House of the Dead.
Oh, God. Yay! Yay!
There you go, people. And P1, you're not getting out of this one. You got out of House of the Dead.
So Wayne has picked for our next two. He's picked Batman and Robin, and now, or Batman versus Robin, and now, Alone in the Dark.
Well, let's hope one of them's good.
All right, then. Awesome. shit, I highly doubt
it. I was honestly tempted to go Max Payne for Cody's sake, but I thought, no.
I thought that was where you were going at first.
I was tempted to, but I thought, no, let's go a little something that we could all enjoy.
That we all can enjoy? What the fuck? I enjoyed that shit.
Have anyone seen this?
Nope.
P1?
I have.
Oh. Revisiting the fun for you then.
I only see Uwe Boll movies once because that's the only need you have to see him, so.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, so, wow, this is gonna be interesting. Watch that shit again. Alright, okay.
Fun times for all.
Alright, well, fuck you, Wayne. Alright, wow, this is getting depressing every fucking week now. This is getting even more fucking depressing now. And can we do something good for once, guys? How about that?
Yeah,
that'd be great. That'd be awesome.
You know what, the thing is, we've done so many of these live-action ones, I'm starting to debate, is there any good pop culture films out there?
Oh, there is.
Okay.
I've got them. I'm just keeping them hidden.
I don't mean like recent memory. I mean like at least back then when this thing kicked off.
Well, do you remember when we started this, we said originally, we'll do a proper Street Fighter, the anime and movie. Not one motherfucker has suggested that yet.
Yeah. It feels like we're trying to top each other on who's going to piss the other person right now.
There are some masterpieces in the pipeline. I'm telling you, some great movies that we've never seen. Have you ever seen a movie called Zombie Ass?
Look at it this way, then, people. We get through the bad shit first. That way, we can save the ending of all these for the good.
Nah.
Oh, thank you.
You know what? Technically, we can do. You guys are gonna laugh at this. We can do A Night of the Living Dead by our great friend Z. Because that is based off of the George Romero.
Oh, wow. We could all review that?
Oh, I smell a gem.
Okay, you know what?
Because that movie was based off some other memoirs from George Romero.
If there's any shitty film I would love to revisit, it'll be that one.
Tonight, you'll find...
You know what? And even two, you can do his vampire one because it's based off a young adult novel.
What? A young adult novel?
Yeah, it's based off Mortal Instruments.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Am I right, Cody? Yeah.
Yeah, technically, yeah. Well, he said it. I don't know why he would basically shut that fucking movie, but yeah, that's what he did.
No director in their right mind would say, Mortal Instruments, I'm going to base a movie off of that.
Hey, just wait for New Blood. All right, New Blood has the Joker and Loki mixed together.
Oh, and Wayne, Cody has seen the choreography in that film. It's fucking fantastic.
Genius. Can't wait.
It is great.
That role, Cody couldn't stop laughing. He almost died.
Cannot wait.
Yeah, so people, we got some gems in there. Yeah, don't get wrong. It's like, you know, we got to get through the terrible shit to get to the bad shit to get to the good shit, you know? It's the good, the worst, the ugly, you know?
Worst, the bad, and the really fucking horrible.
Oh, you're going to get fucking horrible. You know? Just wait and see. Oh. I can't wait for my turn again. Ooh. But, see, that's what I'm talking about. See, already I'm talking about, it's going to get bad. Yeah, see? But, people, that's been another edition of Spoiling the Movies. All right, Mr. Spoiling Host with the most phenomenal one.
I am the host of the Fire and Chest and Electricity Within His Veins, Cody.
Why the fuck you got electricity in your veins? And I am the sick, Jake Courtney-hating fucking Australian fucking boomerang Vegemite-eating cunt Wayne.
Damn it. damn. I love that. Praising yourself or insulting yourself.
Oh, bit of both. Bit of both.
Wow, well, I guess we all got to have catchphrases for our name. But anyway.
That's a catchphrase?
I don't know what that was, Wayne. I don't know if you disrespected yourself or appraised yourself, actually. So, you know what? I'm just going to go and say congrats to you, Wayne. I don't know what, but congrats, man.
I'm all for it. I'm all good. I'm all good.
Yeah, now we need to talk about our dogs fucking. But anyway.
That's another whole show.
Later, we'll be back next time, people and bastards.
Later, you beautiful bastards. You.
Oh, no.
Angelina Jolie is Lara Croft.
This is where I start to have fun.